You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 3rd, and Senator Ted Kennedy is recovering from 4 hours, or I should say nearly 4 hours, of brain surgery yesterday at Duke University Medical Center. That followed his diagnosis of a cancerous tumor called a malignant glioma 2 weeks ago. His surgeon described the operation as successful, calling it the first step in treatment, a step that Dr. Bernadine Healy lived through nearly 10 years ago when she, too, was diagnosed with a glioma. She's the health editor for U.S. News and World Report and the former head of the National Institutes for Health. Good morning, Dr. Healy.
Good morning.
Now, you went through a very similar surgery to what Senator Kennedy, or what we understand Senator Kennedy went through, and he was actually awake, according to his surgeons, as were you. Explain why that's necessary.
Yeah, this is not uncommon when surgeons are operating on critical parts of the brain that are important to speaking, to walking, to feeling, and the senator's tumor was in the left parietal lobe, and he presumably is right-handed, which means that's the dominant lobe, and that is where the speech center is, and critical ability to feel in some cases and to walk. So one of the purposes of keeping the patient awake, actually the patient isn't awake during the whole procedure, they're awake while during that interval when the surgeon is resecting the tumor. So they are put to sleep, and then their anesthesia is lightened. And then they're asked to talk or to read a passage so that the surgeon will know if the patient's speech center is being touched upon with the instruments. So it's a safety precaution. Not all patients want to do it, but it is a safety precaution, and I gather that the senator woke up speaking quite fine.
And you say that your recovery was, it's stunning, it was quick, that you went home after a day?
Well, I think that from brain surgery, in general, recovery is quite quick. I mean, the patient is feeling well, walking around. It's not as if they have lots of incisions in their tummy or in their chest, as one would see after abdominal or thoracic surgery. So the general recovery, it tends to be a small incision. There's really not much pain. So it's a very different kind of surgery. It's a delicate, small, very focused kind of procedure. And it just doesn't carry the same post-operative recovery time that you see with other abdominal or thoracic surgery that we typically think of when we say major surgery.
And Dr. Healy, we don't know the exact details of Senator Kennedy's condition, but you say a critical part of the surgery yesterday is to understand the genetics of the tumor. Why is that so important?
Well, I think that he had a biopsy, and usually that doesn't provide much tissue, but now that it provides enough so you can look at the tissue under the microscope and say it's a glioma. But today, we have really made major strides in understanding the genetics of gliomas, and we find that even though some of these gliomas might look the same under the microscope, they genetically can have very different characteristics. And those genetic characteristics or gene profiles can influence the drugs that might be used in chemotherapy and might say something about the longer-term prognosis. There are a lot of chemotherapy agents that are out there now that are being used, mainly experimentally, but with very good results in the glioma arena. And a lot of them are directed by certain gene signals.
Which is something that you point out about chemo and radiation, is that when you went through this 10 years ago, chemo was considered, as you put it, salvage therapy. But today it's standard?
Well, usually chemo... In the olden days, 9 or 10 years ago, chemotherapy was used after there was a recurrence, and it was treated as quote-unquote salvage therapy. That's actually the word that's used in medicine, kind of a grim word,
right.
And it was sort of a last-ditch use. But over the years, it's been learned that chemotherapy and a particular kind, there's a new drug that just came on the market about 10 years ago called Temodar, does penetrate the brain. One of the concerns was that chemo couldn't get into the brain, that it gets into the brain, and has shown really very, very good effects with almost all forms of glioma. And that's why I really think we have to be cautious here. I've been so distressed by the doom and gloom talk all over the airways and in the newspapers and on people's tongues. But, you know, all of those statistics are based on yesterday's treatments, not today's and tomorrow's. So, you know, give the senator a break. He's going to fight this. He's in the fighting mode. And with these new developments, let's be optimistic. Mm-hmm. It could be years and years. And after that, who knows what's going to be available.
Dr. Bernadine Healy, health editor for the U.S. News and World Report and the former director of the National Institutes for Health. Thank you so much for your insights.
Yes, thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.